Malachim Beis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. Elisha has now split the Yarden on the way back by himself, but with Eliyahu's cloak. Eliyahu's cloak has played a powerful role in Elisha's life. That was the symbolism of him being taken on as a Talmud. That was the item that he used to split the Yarden in his first solo nace. So it's an important garment. It's an important, I don't want to say prop, it's an important accessory for Elisha. But now, by Yeruhu b'nei Hanaviim asher b'Yericho mineged, we mentioned that there was a group of young prophets, the b'nei Hanaviim, in Yericho who saw him from a distance, from afar, and they saw the miracle that he split the Yarden. Vayomaru, nachal ruach Eliyahu al Elisha. And they said, perceptively enough, the spirit of Eliyahu has rested on Elisha. Vayavou likraso, and they came to greet him, vayashtachavu lo orza. And in a symbol of respect, they bowed down to him to the ground. So they knew this because of the nace of the splitting of the Yarden. But the thing is, their perception is not as sharp as they would like it to be, or as sharp as it once was. According to some of the Mefarshim, they lost their power of prophecy at this point. So therefore, they make an error now of judgment. Tezayin vayomru elav, hine na, and they said to him, behold, please, yesh es avodecha chamishim anoshim b'nei chayil. There are with your servants 50 brave men. So, why do they need 50 brave men? They're not war makers, says the Radak. So, 50 brave men means b'nei koach. Shehayo lahem koach lo leches heino vohena b'ma'at zman. They were 50 speedy men. They were 50 men of strength. So, they may have been some of the Nevi'im themselves. But they were not like an armed guard or anything, even though it sounds that way. Yelchu na, let them go now, vivakshu es adonecha. And this is where we see that they don't really see what they think they see. They see Eliyahu and Elisha cross the Yarden. They see Eliyahu, a fiery chariot or a fiery something, and no Eliyahu when they come back. They don't know he was taken up in a mighty wind. So, they say, let's find him. Or if a wind took him, maybe it plopped him down somewhere else. Maybe, because Eliyahu tended to disappear for years at a time, maybe God has taken him away temporarily. Remember, when they were talking to Elisha on the way there, they didn't say God's going to take him away forever or God's going to kill him. They said God is going to take him away today. That might mean it's a temporary thing. Let's go find him. Pen nesa'o ruach Hashem by Ashlichehu be'achad ha'harim. Maybe the wind of God took him and tossed him onto one of the mountains. Maybe it deposited him somewhere. Or oba'achas hageos, or hageoyos, or maybe in one of the valleys. Bayomer lo sishlachu. And Elisha said, as he said before, when he just told them to be quiet but didn't elaborate, he says, don't send. The Navi, the preeminent Navi, the only one left in terms of leadership, is telling you don't send. But they're not paying attention. Now, they knew in their earlier prophecy that Eliyahu was going to be taken away. They knew the most likely interpretation of that was taken away for good. But they seem to have lost it. Some of them of Harshim ask what this means. Does this mean they've lost contact with reality? Does this mean they don't believe the things they said before? Does this mean having lost the power of Nevuah, they don't remember the Nevuah that they had? So they say, can we go find him? Elisha says, don't send. Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were talking about Meraglim at the beginning, said, not a good idea. But when the people override the leader, that's often mistaken in its judgments. It's interesting that Elisha does not excoriate them, does not rip into them for not listening to him, doesn't go crazy with Musar. One thing about Elisha and his character that is obvious to me, at least, is that he always lets people do what they are determined to do. He doesn't stop them. He gives them good advice, but he doesn't stop them from making choices. In very many ways, this is how we have portrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu at parts of Navi, where Hashem lets us make choices, even when we make the wrong ones. So, Yudzayin Vayiftzeruvo Ad Bosh. So they pestered him, they pressed him, until Bosh, like Busha, until it was embarrassing. Elisha was ashamed, because some of the Mefarshim say they might think he didn't want to find. That's Rashi's pshat, and his Bayish Mehem. Shal Yomru Eino Rotza Lahakbil Pnei Rabo. He doesn't want to find him. Others just translate Bosh as until he stopped them, until it was too much for him. He knew. What did he know? He knew that they wouldn't listen yet. He knew they were incapable of listening. They were in the grasp of immediate grief of losing Eliyahu. Maybe it was too much for them to bear. Maybe he knew it was too much. He wouldn't be able to convince them until they saw for themselves. Vayomer Shalachu. So he said, you can send. He didn't order them to send. He said, yeah, send. He exceeded. Vayishlachu Chamishim Ish. And so they sent their 50 men. Vayivakshu Shlosha Yomim Velo Mitzauhu. And they ran around searching for 3 days. And they didn't find him. Yudches Vayishuvu Elov. And they returned to him. Uyoshev Yericho. And he's right there in Yericho. He didn't leave. He didn't abandon them. Vayomer Aleihem. And he says to them, "Halo amarti aleichem al teilechu. Did I not tell you not to go?" That's as close to "I told you so" as Elisha is going to be willing to get. But he has demonstrated that he doesn't not care about Eliyahu. He's demonstrated that he's willing to let people make their own mistakes. But at the same time, there's a subtle, quiet musar in "Didn't I tell you not to do that?" You know, don't ask me a shaila that you don't want the answer to. And that's what they've done. Unfortunately, it's symbolic a little bit of some of the issues Elisha will have with people. They don't always listen to what's best. And Elisha usually sees things far better than anybody else. We'll see by the story of the Isha of Shunem that things are hidden from Elisha now and then as well. But in general, now Elisha has assumed the mantle of leadership quite literally.